Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama met today with grieving family members who lost loved ones in the Orlando nightclub shooting. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Obama urged lawmakers to make it harder for would-be killers to get their hands on deadly weapons.
President Obama praised the compassion and decency of people in Orlando, quoting a doctor who said, "After the worst of humanity reared its evil head, the best of humanity came roaring back." Obama urged policymakers to do their part by taking steps to keep assault-style rifles out of the hands of disturbed individuals.
I held and hugged grieving family members and parents, and they asked, "Why does this keep happening?" And they pleaded that we do more to stop the carnage.
Obama added the U.S. will be resolute in its pursuit of foreign terrorists, but he notes the shooters in Orlando and San Bernardino were both homegrown. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says he'll continue to defend conservative principles and also said he has no intention of heeding a call from Donald Trump for Republican congressional leaders to, quote, be quiet.
He's a different kind of candidate. This is a different kind of year. I'm going to be myself and speak up in defense of our principles.
Wisconsin Republican says he and other congressional lawmakers represent a separate but equal branch of government. Trump earlier this week said GOP leaders, quote, have to get a lot tougher and be quiet. However, despite differences with the presumptive Republican nominee, Ryan says he will not rescind his endorsement. Philadelphia has become what is perhaps the first major city in the U.S. to pass a tax on sweetened beverages. Member station WHYY, Katie Culinary has more.
Philadelphia City Council voted overwhelmingly in favor of a 1.5 cents per ounce tax on sugary and diet beverages to help pay for expanded pre-K and a major investment in the city's parks and rec centers. Mayor Jim Kenney says his advice to other cities weighing similar taxes is to focus less on the health benefits.
When it comes up, acknowledge that it is a good thing to drink less sugar-sweetened beverages, but tie it to things that the community cares about.
Kenny plans to sign the tax into law on Monday, but the fight may not be over. The soda industry is already vowing to challenge the tax in court. For NPR News, I'm Katie Culinary in Philadelphia.
Casino workers in Atlantic City are voting on whether to authorize a strike against 5 of the city's 8 casinos. An issue charges by the union, the casinos need to reverse painful sacrifices made by union workers now that they are on more firm financial footing. Union voting today on whether to authorize a strike against Bally's, Caesars, Harrah's, and the Tropicana. It's already authorized to strike against the Trump Taj Mahal. If union members vote yes, they could walk out July 1st absent some kind of contract deal. Stocks ended the day on an up note. The Dow gained 92 points to close at 17,733. The Nasdaq closed up 9 points today. You're listening to NPR. The Supreme Court has ruled the Department of Veterans Affairs failed to comply with a law aimed at increasing the number of federal contracts awarded to small businesses owned by disabled veterans. In unanimous decision, the court ruling in favor of Kingdomware Technologies, of course, says a disabled vet-owned contractor should have been considered to provide services to a VA medical center. Federal law prohibits the VA from using a bidding process if 2 or more disabled veteran-owned companies can offer service at what is deemed a fair and reasonable price. Nigeria is poised to devalue its currency in what is deemed a long-delayed and much-needed move to curb a spiraling crisis in Africa's top economy. NPR's Afebio Kostrakton reports Nigeria's central bank governor says the exchange rate will now be market-driven.
Naira devaluation has been a long time coming, though President Muhammadu Buhari resisted the move for months. Now the central bank governor has announced the free float from June 20th, when he says the markets will decide the exchange rate of Nigeria's embattled currency. The official rate was almost 200 to the dollar, but the naira was trading at almost double that on the parallel market and fueling speculation. Critical foreign currency shortages caused by the slump in the petroleum price are behind Nigeria's policy change. Companies have gone bust, and thousands of people have lost their jobs. Ofebi Akwistarkton, NPR News, Accra.
The current account deficit, that's the broadest measure of U.S. trade, was up in the January through March quarter. According to the Commerce Department, the current account deficit rose nearly 10% in the first quarter to $124.7 billion. Current account covers not only trade in goods and services, but also investment flows. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.